Don't ever let somebody tell you you can't do something, not even me. You got a dream, you got to protect it. People can't do something themselves, they want to tell you you can do it. You want something, go get it. Period.
I have heard the word impossible my entire life. I never ever listened to the naysayers. I eliminated the words impossible from my vocabulary. So when people said that it can't be done, I did it. Because I can tell you, the bottom line is that all of you should take the word no and it's impossible and can't be done out of your vocabulary.
You know, there are American heroes who don't like this idea. And I wonder what you think of that.
I was very sad to see that, because those guys are, you know, those guys are heroes of mine, so it's really tough. You know, I wish they would come and visit and see the hard work that we're doing here. And I think that would change their mind.
Did you think, I need to pack this in?
Never.
Why not?
I don't ever give up. I mean, I'd have to be dead or completely incapacitated.
Never, ever take no for an answer, as I've never taken no for an answer. A lot of it had to do with me being gay, because, you know, I've been, everybody just like, I think when you think of me being someone that said that I was a force of nature, how do you get movies made, and how do you just, they're impossibilities. And that was because I was told that, you know, I was nothing and that I would be nothing. So I have nothing to lose. You know what I mean? So I think that taking no for an answer is absolutely not acceptable. Ever.
I met a high school teacher who one day changed my life. I was waiting on another student, and when he came in, he said to me, "Young man, go to the board and write what I'm about to tell you." And I said, I can't do that, sir. And he said, "Why not?" I said, "I'm not one of your students." He said, "It doesn't matter. Follow my directions now." I said, "I can't do that, sir." He said, "Why not?" I said, "Because I'm educable, mentally retarded." And he came from behind his desk and he looked at me. He said, "Don't ever say that again. Someone's opinion of you does not have to become your reality."
I refuse to take no for an answer. So if I'm told no, you know, when I was told you can't have a baby or you'll never be able to do that, I don't let that in, which I find very useful. I do let in criticism, but only if it's useful. And so I'd say that's probably my best attitude. I just won't take no for an answer.
When people shit on you and doubt you, I am tired of people not starting and living their life on one very simple thing, which is they're worried about what other people think, whether that's their mom, their friends, and worst of all, comments in social media. I mean, this is some sixth grade lunchroom shit. Are you really, really, really not gonna live your life based on somebody's anonymous and icon feedback that you suck? They fucking suck. They're straight trash. That's why I fucking found a dumpster. It's enough. You've lived your whole life this way. It doesn't matter what they think. When you're fucking 92 and you're sitting there, you're not gonna give a shit about what Punkman 96 had to say, or even what your aunt had to say, who's miserable because she never got hers, so she's trying to keep you down. So very simply, please take the passion that is pouring out of my fucking face right now and run with it and go do something. If you need a little burst, here it is. Go do something, because the only thing that's holding you back is you're worried about what other people have to say. You give up on that shit and you're clean and you can go. And all of a sudden, it's not how much money you have or how much time you have. You just see that you can do it. Money ain't time ain't shit of holding you back compared to your worry about other people's opinions. Leave that in high school. It's time to go.
With success in life comes more haters. Don't make them hurt your feelings. Use them for fuel. Use them for energy. In times of need, put them on the fucking mental Rolodex in your mind. And when you don't want to do shit, roll through your brain. Pull up that motherfucker that you need. That person who said you couldn't do something. Weren't fast enough, good enough, smart enough, where the fuck you may be. Use it for energy. Instead of killing them with kindness, torch them with fucking success. In life, we have to continue pushing past the odds. Use everything this war has to give you for fuel.
It gets me going, and it's what motivates me. They all doubt me. They all try and laugh at everything. They try and mock me. It's been happening my whole career. So it's just something that motivates me to keep going and conquering the unconquerable, to show that anything is possible.
We actually had 20 introductions to investors throughout Silicon Valley. 10 of those people replied to our email. 5 of them met us for coffee. 0 invested in Airbnb. And talk about a tough time. You've got some of the smartest people in the world. You know, they've picked some of the most well-known companies that we all love and use today, from Googles and PayPals and YouTubes. And here they are telling us that our idea is crazy, that it's not gonna scale, that people aren't gonna stay in people's homes around the world. Kind of the world thought we were crazy. For any entrepreneur out there, like, you can't take no for an answer. You know, we had really smart, credible people telling us no.
Well, the biggest struggle, man, was just getting around other people that would say I could do it. I mean, that's the biggest struggle. Just, you get around one guy says, yeah, you can do it. And then you talk to him tomorrow and he's like, no, dude, this freaking, you can't do this shit. You know, there's so few people telling you to do it. You know what there is a lot of? Save your money. Protect yourself, conserve, don't spend, don't take risk. Taking risk is the new way to be risk adverse. The biggest struggle for me was my family, man. The people closest to me was the biggest struggle. Every time I went out to do another deal, everybody told me, you don't need to do that, man. The only person that was encouraging me was my twin brother, because I would see how he was doing it. Dude, he was making his swings. And so every time I'd get around other people, so I'll tell you a little trick I did. On weekends, I would always go see homes I couldn't afford. That has always inspired me. I would go look, I would go drive neighborhoods. Literally, I've done this my entire life until I finally got to the point where they wouldn't even let me in the neighborhood. There's neighborhoods in Miami, dude, you can't even go see. You can't. They won't even let you in the gates.
You know, I started a band and the world laughed at me. Literally laughed at me, kicked us around, talked shit about us in the press for years and still do. But we hunkered down, we worked and we worked and we worked. We play arenas all over the world. We have the most amazing, brilliant, beautiful fans one could ever ask for. And we've had an incredible life as a result. So if I had listened to the choir, to the chorus of everyone, I would have stopped. Because that's what people want you to do for some reason. Some people would rather kill your dream than see you succeed. I don't know what that is. You know, I think it's important to be stubborn and to follow your dreams no matter what.
And the people who are like offended by it, it doesn't matter. You know, like, because it's about motivating the doers. And anyone that wants to sit around and talk, they're doing too much time. They're taking too much time talking shit about it instead of getting up off their ass and following their dreams. Because I'm here to follow my dreams, you know, and help other people follow their dreams and inspire people who are dreamers. It's crazy that we live in a world that if you're super positive and super creative, that it's scary. So what does that tell you about the mentality of most people? If you're scared of like positivity and creativity.
I want to do something I've never done before, and I don't know how, but I can imagine it. I want to engage in the unknown. I truthfully want to pursue the unknown. And in the pursuit of the unknown, something comes to realization, and I'm never prepared for it. So when I set out to do what I set out to do the impossible. Everybody told me, you're nuts, you can't do that, you can't do that. And that's also consistent with all entrepreneurs. There's always a legion of people who will tell them you can't do that, and even if you could, why would you? There's so many better things to do other than that, that you can make so much more money from. But money was really a very, very narrow part of what I was really setting out to do.
You know, you're always affected by opinion, but the more opinions there are of you, the less I look at them, because I just can't live my life based upon what other people think about me. So I can't concern myself too much with what other people think. You know, it's just not healthy. I don't think I could continue to do what I do if I was constantly worrying about what somebody thought about it.